This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. NBC has set its holiday 2017 live musical, Bye Bye Birdie, starring Jennifer Lopez. Lopez said, quote, "Broadway musicals and films fueled my childhood, and Bye Bye Birdie was one of my favorites." NBC's Bye Bye Birdie Live will be based on the 1960 Tony-winning Broadway musical that starred Dick Van Dyke, who also later starred in the 1963 film. After 10 years of marriage, Phil Collins reportedly asked his second wife, Jill Tavelman, for a divorce via fax. Can you believe that? Well, it never actually happened. Collins finally addressed the rumor about his split, saying, quote, "It really hurt my career or my public persona, and it was based on an untruth. So I just thought it would be an opportunity just to lay it all out, and if I say it didn't happen, I'm trusting that people will believe me," unquote. The couple split in 2008, with Collins shelling out a reported $47 million in their divorce settlement, but they've since reconciled, and not by fax. Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson are facing a copyright infringement lawsuit that claims their hit, Uptown Funk, borrows heavily from funk group Kalaj's 1983 single, Young Girls. In their lawsuit, Kalaj states that many of the main instrumental attributes and themes of Uptown Funk are deliberately and clearly copied from Young Girls. Kalaj added that Mars and Ronson admitted in interviews to being inspired by the 80s Minneapolis and electro-funk scenes that Kalaj belonged to. Kalaj are seeking unspecified damages and profits. Ouch! Will and Grace could be coming back to TV. Eric McCormick, Deborah Messing, Megan Mullally, and Sean Hayes are all in early talks for a 10-episode revival of the hit show that originally ran from 1998 to 2006. Apparently, 8 seasons of the Emmy-winning sitcom just weren't enough for fans, who went nuts after the gang got together for a mini-reunion episode in September. The 10-minute video garnered 6 million views, signaling that viewers are still very, very interested in Will and Grace. Chef Anthony Bourdain will be taking on the issue of food waste around the world in a new documentary. Wasted, the Story of Food Waste, will be produced by Bourdain and the Rockefeller Foundation. The movie will aim to shed light on the grim numbers that show how much food is thrown away every year. Statistics indicate that approximately 1.3 billion tons, or one-third of all man-made food, perishes instead of being used to feed the hungry. Here in the U.S., families trash about one-fourth of the food they buy. Wow! The TV reboot of The Odd Couple paid tribute to Gary Marshall, the creator of the original series, in this week's episode. During his extensive career in Hollywood, Marshall also created Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Mork and Mindy, among other shows for television, and directed film favorites Beaches and Pretty Woman, which made Julia Roberts a huge star. Justin Bieber has settled his lawsuit with a Miami photographer who alleged that one of the singer's bodyguards beat him up in a Subway restaurant back in May of 2014. The photographer alleged that he was beaten up after taking some pictures of Bieber when he emerged from a club. The photographer claimed the bodyguard kicked and punched him before stealing his camera's memory card. The alleged Subway altercation went down the same night that Bieber was arrested for DUI and drag racing in Miami. Okay. Singer Kesha blames ex-producer Dr. Luke for almost killing her. "I was under immense pressure to starve myself, and I tried to and almost killed myself in the process," she said. In 2010, Kesha's first album, Animal, was released to the public, and after she began touring, the singer noticed a sudden shift in Dr. Luke's behavior. She claims that he began criticizing her weight in public and once called her a fat effing refrigerator. The TikTok singer claims that the alleged body shaming and stress of the industry led her to an eating disorder. Director Paul Feig has offered a glimmer of hope to moviegoers wishing for a sequel to his female-led Ghostbusters reboot. Released in July to generally positive reviews, Feig's Ghostbusters grossed $229 million at the worldwide box office, but it had a $150 million production budget and extensive marketing costs. In the months leading up to its debut, the movie was vilified by internet trolls who probably still live with their moms. Production has started in New York on the much-anticipated spin-off of The Good Wife, which is set to premiere in February. The Good Fight, written by Good Wife creators Robert and Michelle King, will star Christine Baranski and will pick up 1 year after the events of the final episode that aired May 8th. The Good Wife star Juliana Margulies will not be appearing in the spinoff. The members of ABBA are reuniting next year. The iconic Swedish pop band said they are teaming up with Universal Music Group and entertainment mogul Simon Fuller of American Idol and the Spice Girls to, quote, create an original entertainment experience that will enable a new generation of fans to see, hear, and feel ABBA in a way previously unimagined. They formed in Stockholm in 1972 and last performed together 35 years ago. The Trash Bin. Kendall Jenner celebrated her 21st birthday by getting drunk. So drunk that she forgot she received a Rolls Royce as a gift. Kendall's sister Khloe Kardashian explained what happened. Khloe said, quote, "We left this club, went outside, and there's a Rolls Royce and this man standing there waiting for Kendall. And then the man just hands Kendall a pair of keys to this car. I was like, do we even know who he is? Well, it turns out he's some prince. I was like, is this a joke?" Unquote. Well, the next day, Kendall completely forgot the entire incident even happened. Must be nice, Kendall. Must be nice.
The news wrap-up.
Hundreds of fake apps have popped up in Apple's App Store in recent weeks, just in time to deceive holiday shoppers. The Turkish government has continued to block access to several social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter. A year after allowing iPhone users to charge purchases to their phone bill, Apple is now offering the service in 7 markets in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. Nintendo had a $57 million operating loss in the first half of this year.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Doctor Strange remains on top for a second straight week.
The number one album.
Bon Jovi returns to the top of the charts with This House Is Not For Sale.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition. What else would it be?
The number one fiction book.
Michael Connelly's The Wrong Side of Goodbye is the best-selling book in the USA.
Cleveland rapper Machine Gun Kelly has been in the music business since 2006 and has released several popular mixtapes and albums. He was also featured in last year's HBO series Roadies. Now, he's teamed up with Fifth Harmony's Camila Cabello, and we think they have a big hit on their hands. Here's Machine Gun Kelly featuring Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Bad Things.
Nothing's that bad if it feels good. So you come back like I knew you would. Keep me in with those hips while my teeth sink in those lips. While your body's giving me life and you suffocating my kiss. Then you said I want you forever, hey, even when we're not together. Stars on my body so I can take you wherever. Like I want you, hey, forever, even when we're not together. Stars on my body, I can look at you and never.
Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do.
was rapper and actor Machine Gun Kelly featuring Fifth Harmony's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Bad Things. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.